you're now inside the Continental Exposure Studios universe. And I want to talk about a little bit of jazz, actually. This particular segment is talking all that jazz, and I want to share a recent development that has occurred. I would say over 30 plus years ago, back on the campus of Central Michigan University, I was a DJ, and I had the only jazz show in the school's history. I don't know if that's still to this particular day, but the actual name of the show was Heartbeat, and my DJ name at that time was DJ T Lover, something easy, something catchy, you know, something for people to remember. And of course, when life begins to do its thing and you veer and pivot and things of that nature, you kind of lose, well, not necessarily lose, but you get shifted from some of your original goals, if you will. Fast forward to the new year, 2023. I am now a DJ, if you will, on-air personality for the Autolus Network. And I am one of the personalities for the jazz show, ironically, for the station Satin 95. And it's a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to come full circle, if you will, in this particular fashion, considering the fact that it was one of the original life goals, if you will. Growing up back in Motown, we had a beautiful jazz station, if you will, and everyone who grew up in the city is familiar with it, WJZZ. And it was just an awesome thing to grow up at that time and to have that particular influence on my life, and also influenced heavily, you know, by my brothers and, you know, their listening tastes within the genre as well and outside of the genre of jazz. But to be able to bring it full circle and to be able to carry that influence and to be able to do something different with it, especially with the power of the internet, it is a beautiful thing. And I will be certain to give my best. I will be certain to give my all in the instance of the build out of the network and the station as a whole. And not only that, but I'm also the program director over there as well. So if you just so happen to be a fan of the genre, please be certain to check it out. It's a lovely thing. All you have to do really is download the Autolus app from whichever platform you're on, the App Store or Google Play, and just be certain to select Sat 95 as your smooth jazz destination. But of course, if you happen to be fans of other genres of music, they have classic rock, there's old school R&B, old school hip hop, there's pop, top 40, whatever your flavor is. And it's something that you can carry with you on a go, of course, you know, Bluetooth it through your car or in your headphones while you're at work. And I'm certain that it'll be a blast for you to enjoy. But I just wanted to share that particular bit of news. And I hope that you guys have a chance to be able to check it out. I also wanted to say thank you for your continued listenership on the podcast. And of course, what I speak about on this particular platform has absolutely nothing to do with the instance of my being a DJ. However, I do understand the platform that I have, and I will be certain to continue to build my consistency out on this platform. I will continue to bring you different subjects in my wheelhouse and to be able to keep you entertained and informed as well. But yes, talking all that jazz, it was a major thing to be able to discover jazz at an early age, listening to, Herbie Mann, Weather Report, Al Jarreau, Bob James, David Sanborn, to be able to get familiar with those particular artists at a very young age. And actually, I was 9, 10, 11, 12 years old when this influence took place in my life. And I really can say that I'm glad that I discovered it when I did. I'm glad that it has always been an influence in my life. I'm glad that, you know, it gives me something to look forward to listen to on a daily basis. And don't get me wrong, I love many different genres of music, but this is one of the ones that has had a very particular influence in my life. And to be able to share that in a different format, and also to be able to share that with the world, if you will, with this new endeavor, it's a great thing. I find myself chipping away at it a little bit every day. I find myself, you know, kind of fine-tuning the playlist. I want to make sure that, you know, people, you know, once you tune in and, you know, stay locked into it, you know, that you have, you know, something to talk about and to be able to tell your friends about too. So, it's a great feeling, and I hope that you guys really have a chance to be able to check it out. But from this point, as far as this particular podcast goes, I know that in the instance of time and space, you know, I know that you all have, you know, your lives and things that you're going through and things of that nature. But, you know, if I know that if I have any information to share, any news to share, any wisdom to share, you know, that will most assuredly continue. And heading into the segment format, you know, we'll be able to kind of fine tune that, if you will, you know, as of course it is still building, it is still in progress, and I want to make sure that in the midst of everything else that's going on, that I do my best to stay consistent. So with that, I want to be able to say thank you again for your listenership, and make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that now there is another format, you know, for you to be able to listen to me, listen to my counterparts, if you will, on the station. And actually, I almost forgot as well, the show will be titled Flight Mode, and it will premiere February 13th at 6 p.m. and it will run from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. So then that way, you know, wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in the Continental Exposure Studios universe, you have the ability to be able to get your jazz fix. So this one is a brief one, and also kind of working on the instance of time as well. I want to make sure that I give really summarized episodes depending upon the subject. So then that way, you know, you have the ability to get the information that you need and be on your way. So with that being said, it is also Black History Month. There will be other episodes coming out over the course of the next few weeks as well. So keep you locked in and just make sure you do your best to make it a great day out there. You've just been inside the Continental Exposure Studios universe.